Okay, so the and Medocha Rabbi Nechemyahi. So the halacha with Medocha, that's like Rabbi Nechemya, who says that you're allowed to move a kli, not for its you're not allowed to move a kli for not for its original purpose. So that Rabbi Nechemyah is more strict, even after they were lenient when it came to moving kelim, Rabbi Nechemyah was strict. Okay, so okay, Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim nitlo, we're in the Mishnah now, and Kuf Chof Dal and Af, about two lines from the wide lines. Kol ha-kelim nitlo and Torah shol tzorech. All kelim can be moved for a purpose and not for a purpose. Rabbi Nechemyah Omer, any time on the tzorech, they can only be moved for their original purpose, as we're going to explain in the Gemara. Vayin l'tzorech, vayin l'shol tzorech. What's there l'tzorech? What's there shol tzorech? Omer Rabba l'tzorech, dover shablach to l'heter l'tzorech gufo. Shol tzorech, dover shablach to l'heter l'tzorech b'kobo. So Rabba wants to argue that shol l'tzorech means tzorech gufo, let's say for its purpose, and shlo tzorech is l'tzorech b'koba because you need the place. And v'davar shablach l'iser l'tzorech gufo in l'tzorech b'koba lo. And when it comes to a davar shablach l'iser, that is not part of the heter of the Mishnah, the leniency of the Mishnah. It's only permitted l'tzorech gufo, not l'tzorech b'koba. So that means you could move the according to Rabbi's understanding is that you could take a nutcracker, you take a hammer, use it to smash nuts, but you would not be allowed to move it directly from a table if you want to use a table, because you can move it letzorech gufo, but not letzorech mekobo. Rabbi explains the end of the Mishnah. Vasra Rabbi Nechemyah lemeibar, v'afilu dov shablach to leheter letzorech gufo I letzorech mekobo lo. And Rabbi Nechemyah comes and says that even a dov shablach to leheter is only permitted letzorech gufo, but not letzorech mekobo. So what he's saying is, but a kli shablach l'heter, you cannot move it at all. You cannot move it all. So the chemia is more.
Letzorech gufo, yes.
No, davar shablach l'heter. You can only move it letzorech gufo and not letzorech makobo.
Right.
And kli shablach to le'iser, you can't move it at all.
Can't move it at all.
Okay. So, Amalei Rava, letzorech makobo shlo letzorech karisalei. What? Letzorech makobo, you're calling not for its purpose. That's also for a need of a person. It's interesting how they have this debate about letzorech, right? Letzorech, does that mean for the tzorech, for the need of that kli? And Rava's saying, no, it's not need of the kli, for the need of the person needs it. But the Mishnah says that all kelim can be moved. Letzorech, it means letzorech means tzorech gufo or mekomo, whether you need it for the use for permitted use of the kli or because you need the space. Shelo letzorech, what's shelo letzorech? Afil micham letzel, that even not for your own need on Shabbos, but for the purpose of the kli to let's say protect it from the sun or the move from the sun to the shade. And davar shablach to l'iser letzorech gufo letzorech mekobo in micham letzel lo. And davar shablach to l'iser is permitted letzorech gufo letzorech mekobo, but not from sun to shade, not to protect the kli. V'asher of the chavi lebeibar feel davar shablach to l'heter letzorech gufo letzorech mekobo in micham letzel lo. And what's from the chemia stringency? The chemia stringency is that davar kli shablach to l'heter is not permitted to move micham letzel. You can only move it for a permitted purpose on Shabbos, because it's something you need on Shabbos. Yosef Rav Safra, the Ravacha Barahuda Barchanina Yosef Barri. So these Abarai were sitting, and they said, "The Rabba to Rabba, Aliba the Rav Dechabia, Rabba according to Rav Dechabia, Hani Karos Hecha Betatlida. How can you move plates on the table during the meal? Because that's only Tzarech Bekobo to clean the table." He says, yeah, but he would say that's a graf shorei, that is disgusting, leave filthy dishes on the table, so that would be the leniency to move the dishes, the dirty dishes. Abai said to Rabba, according to my master, according to the Chabia, how do you move these plates? So he gave the same answer. That it's like a filthy plate you can move even according to the Chabia, because that's like Rav Shalrei. Eisvei Abaye leRava. Abaye challenges Rava. Midocha ivish pashu betaltidosa vimlaveda betaltidosa. If there is garlic, then you can move it on Shabbos, If there's no garlic, then you cannot move it on Shabbos. So he's saying that according to Rabbah, why should it be forbidden to move it? You should be able to move it to Tzarech Makomo. So we saw that earlier. So the way you understand this, I think we saw the previous stuff. The way that you understand this price, so it says you can't move if there's no garlic in it. So it says you can't move it. That means mechamal etzel, but you would be allowed to move it with tzorech mekomo. Eisve, abayas rava, shavin shim ki tevela basu shasol taltalo. So same thing. If you already use the a cutting board, right? That or a big you use something as a cutting board to cut meat on it, and then there's no need anymore in Yom Tov. You can't move it. So what does that mean? You can't move it. Why can't you move the Tzarech Makomo? So Chanami Mechama Letzel. It's also talking about moving it from the sun to the shade, so that you can't move a kli shablach to l'isser. V'hadit dan. I'm sorry. That's according to Rav Nechemi. I'm sorry. According to Rav Nechemi, even a kli shablach to l'heter. I'm sorry. It's according to Rav. I told you. Even a kli shablach to l'isser. These two cases, the medocha and the board. That the cutting board, these are klish shalach tel iser, and once you use it for permanent purpose, then you cannot move it mechamal etzel. Whereas v'alitnan ain sobchim esakdeira bebakas bechein bedeles, you're not allowed to lean a pot on a piece of wood on Yom Tov because it's muksa, and you can't lean, same thing with a door, you can't lean it on a piece of wood because the wood is muksa. But the piece of wood is a dover shemach leheter because it could be used for firewood. Aba dover shemach leheter ben tzarech kuvah ben tzarech makomo aser. We see that you can't move it even tzarech kuvah tzarech makomo. So the Gemara says no. Hasam by the piece of wood, you should be permitted to move it because it's shemach leheter. My time. What's the reason they said it's forbidden? Came into the Shabbos dover shemach leiser. Since on Shabbos it's dover shemach leiser. So therefore, Gzeira Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. So that they said, don't move it on Yom Tov, because if you move it on Yom Tov, you can move it on Shabbos. Where I says, wait a second. Chiteva Shabbos Gufei Tishterei. You're going to say that on Shabbos, the piece of wood, you would be allowed to move that also on Shabbos, the piece of wood is a Mlachto L'Isser. Nevertheless, Shabbos itself should permit it. So why can't you say? Why are we saying that this piece of wood is muksa on Shabbos? Maybe not. Why don't you say that you can use this piece of wood to use as a support for a pot, and therefore it's Malachto, it's a malachto le'isser, and you can move it letzarech gufo. What's the problem of supporting this pot with a piece of wood? That's malachto le'isser, right? So you can't just move it just to...
I think it's malachto le'isser because you can be used to make a fire.
I understand. But he's saying as opposed to muksa. He's saying that so it should be permitted letzarech gufo letzarech makomo, and you should use it to support a pot. Right. So what's the problem? So Hani Mili Hecha Deika Toras Kliyalav Hecha Deleika Kliyalav Lo. So he says, but wait a second. The only time that we say that you could move something a davar shebalachto leiser is when it's a kli shebalachto leiser. Right. So in other words, I could go outside and take a stone and say this stone is a paperweight. So therefore I can move it. Let's tzarech gufo tzarech makomo. The answer is no. You can't move a stone, letzarech gufo letzarech makomo, if you find a stone. Why? Because the stone is not a kli. The only time we say that something, a davar shemalachto le'isser, something which is predominantly used for a prohibited purpose, you can use for a permitted purpose, or you can move letzarech makomo, that's if it's a kli. But if it's not a kli, like here, our case is only like a piece of wood, that's not defined as a kli. And therefore, you cannot move it at all. Okay, so the Gemara asks on that. The Gemara says, "Ubika Zridad, do we make this decree? prohibition on Yom Tov because of Shabbos in any case. You're allowed to throw fruit that's spread on a roof to dry them. Because if they get ruined because of the rain, so you can spread them out by a hole in the roof on Yom Tov, that it's not a big burden. Right, so what are you doing? You're throwing these fruits that are spread on the roof. I guess you're throwing them into a hole in the roof so they fall down. So you're not picking them up. You're just, I guess, tossing them into the hole. Avlo b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, you can't do that because that's not permitted on Shabbos. So, right, so...
You see explicitly where you on the Yom Tov.
Right. So make Gzera on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Right.
But you don't make the, you see a case where it's permitted on Shabbos.
Right, it's forbidden on Shabbos and permitted on Yom Tov. We're not making Gzera on Yom Tov. We're not making Gzera on Yom Tov because of Shabbos. That's the Gemara's question. Mm-hmm. And then Umilu goes read it, but wait a second. If you want to say that we don't make a Gzera, but wait a second. Seems that the only difference in Yom Tov and Shabbos is Ochel Nefesh. But with other things, there's no difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there seems to be a contradiction here. Did they make a Gzeira on Yom Tov for Shabbos? It seems that in the case of spreading the fruit in Mishnah Be'ah, they did not make the Gzeira. Yet we have a Mishnah which says that presumably, there's no difference other than Ochel Nefesh, meaning anything that's forbidden on Shabbos is forbidden on Yom Tov. So Rav Yosef says, Lo Kasha, there's no question. Ha, Rabbi Lazer, ha, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazer does not permit any, the only thing that Rabbi Lazer permits is Ochel Nefesh, and even if it's to save your property, so he would disagree with the ruling in the Mishnah in Be'ah Daf Lamed Hamud Beis, it says you can throw the fruit by way of the hole. He would say that's not permitted. So that's not him. He would say the Mishnah Lamed Vav Hamud Beis, it says the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Ochel Nefesh. There's no other difference. And the Mishnah, which says that you can throw the fruit by the hole so it doesn't get ruined in the rain to save your property, that's Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa. Also, that's been Oshin of Labor. Let's say you have an animal and its child's offspring that fell in a pit. You can't check them on the same day, and you're afraid they're both going to die. And you want to bring them up on Yom Tov, and if you bring up both of them, so what are you doing? You're causing tircha shalol tzorach, because you obviously don't want to eat both of them on Yom Tov, so that should be unnecessary, and therefore that should be forbidden. So, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer over Malas Arishal Amras the Shochto, you bring up the first in order to shecht it. V'shochto, then you shecht it. V'shedi also lo pardasa bimkomo b'shul shel yabos. So the second one, you do what you can to provide food for it, fight for its needs in its place so it doesn't die. V'shul meir Malas Arishal Amras the Shochto, v'edo Shochto mari Malas the Shedi. What do you do? You bring up the first animal, and after you bring the first animal out of the pit, then you say, oh, wait a second, you know what? Maybe the second one's better. And you bring up the second one, and then you shech one of the two. So we see here, Rabbi Lezer doesn't permit tircha on Yom Tov because of hefsed mamon, and Rabbi Yeshua, for loss of money, and Rabbi Yeshua does permit on Yom Tov because of loss of money, and therefore, at this point, the Gemara assumes that the Tana that allows you to throw the fruit down the hole of the roof, even though it's additional tircha Yom Tov, would be Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says, not so fast. Bimai, how do you know that this debate here in this Braisa reflects the debate of whether who authors that Mishnah in Be'ah? Akalo kor belazar hasam, in the case of Oso Spado, about you can't bring up the second animal, Ella the Efshe Lefardasa, he says that you could feed the animal in the pit. And therefore, there's no loss of money. And therefore, you can't bring it up. But when you can't support it in the pit, then lo, he would not forbid it, and he might allow the case of throwing the fruit that's spread on the roof through the hole in the roof. Idabi, or perhaps at kalokor by Yeshua Hasa, maybe Yeshua is only lenient in the case of Oso Spino, the Afsha Barava, because he doesn't allow you to outright do Tircha Yom Tov, to do unnecessary burden. What he is allowing you to do is to do a kind of harama, a kind of trickery, that he says that, so it's not blatant tircha. Avalhechad lasher barama, but when there's no harama, when you're not doing blatant trickery, lo, he would not allow it. So it's not so clear that these two cases are dependent on each other. El rabapapa, so he wants to give a different answer to resolve the stira, the contradiction. Lokasha, habeshavi, habeshilo. This is the debate between beshavi and silo. The case where you can throw the fruit through the hole in the roof. So that's the debate between Rabbi beshavi and silo, whether we're making zera of Yom Tov because of Shabbos. Did not. We have a Mishnah which says the following: Beshami Omrim Emotir, that's a Kata Vesalula, that's a Sefer Torah, the Rishus Rabbim Vesil Matirim. Beshami says you can't carry a child or a Lulav or a Sefer Torah on Rishus Rabbim in Yom Tov. That's carrying. There's no Ochel Nefesh involved. Why can't you carry? So presumably because it's not for Ochel Nefesh, and therefore there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Beisil says you're allowed to. So presumably Beisil would say that even not for Ochel Nefesh, there is not a problem because there's no prohibition of caring, and we're not going to make a zera for Yom Tov because of Shabbos. So maybe that's the debate. Maybe the Mishnah of throwing the fruit down the hole and the additional tircha to save money, that's Beis Hillel, and the one who says forbidden, that's Beis Shabbai. The one who says, wait a second, Eimar, this Shabbat lay the Beis Shabbai. Hotsa'a tilta be Shabbat lay. I understand that Beis Shabbai would say that caring in Rishus HaRabim is forbidden, but tilta, but moving it, where do you find that? V'tilta gufe la bishum hotza'a, isn't the whole prohibition of tilta because of caring, right? And therefore, if they are, so he's saying that, He's saying that stricture of Beis Shammai was limited to caring, because Beis Shammai is concerned that if you move, but that which Beis Shammai equated Yom Tov to Shabbos, that is when it comes to caring. But how do you know that when it comes to throwing the fruit, how do you know that they would say that would be usur? And then the Gemara answers that no, the tiltal is based on hotzah, that the prohibition of moving the fruit would be based on hotzah. So just like Beis Shammai would say that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov when it comes to caring, not for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, there would also be no difference in moving the fruit when it doesn't do with Ochel Nefesh, and therefore we answer that that's a way to answer the Mishnah, which says that you can throw it down the hole, that's Beis Hillel, and the position that says the only difference is Ochel Nefesh, that's Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, V'af Rav Sabar Lo Laha D'Rava, and even Rav holds like that, this rationale of Rava, that Tzorach Makomo is like Tzorach Gufo, right? We had that debate above, where Rava felt that Tzorach, he argued on Rava, and Rava felt that Tzorach Gufo, and so if something's permitted Tzorach Gufo, it's also been Tzorach Makomo. That's all because it refers to the person's needs on Shabbos. The Marav, Shlo Yigane, Zel Tilta Shlo Tzorach Ba'asur. So, because Rav says what? Moving a hoe, so it shouldn't get stolen, that's Shlo Tzorach, that's forbidden. And the time is Shlo Yigane, the reason why it's forbidden is that it shouldn't get stolen. Vel Tzorach Gufo Tzorach Makomo Mutar. But to move it, Latzorach Gufo, Latzorach Makomo, to use it to, whatever, I don't know, smash open something, some food, or to, you need the place of that where it's located, situated, then it would be permitted, like Rava. So Gemara asks, Ini, is that really true? This is the position of Rav. Baha, Rav Kahana, equal to be Rav. Va'amar, I see li, shus, la Kahana, leiste, valai. Rav Kahana was visiting the house of Rav, and Rav said, bring to me a trap to sit on it. And so he asked Rav Kahana to bring it. And one can infer from these words that why did he have to explain that it's for sitting? Lav the Maimra, the Darash Shablach to the Isser, In other words, why did Rav say, so funny, they were trying to infer from the language of Rav. Rav said, bring me this trap because I want to sit on it. So there's a negative implication that's saying that he's only permitting Rav Kahana to bring it so he can sit on it, but not because he needs the space. Not Litzarach Guf, not Litzarach Makobo. So Gemara says, not necessarily. Ha'achem Ralahu, Rav. No, this is what really Rav said. Shkola Shusa Mikame Kahana. Take the trap from in front of Rav Kahana to clear out a space so he could sit. So actually the story was where he actually told him to move it, Litzarach Makobo. Maybe there in the story of Rav Kahana, the moving, the trap was in a place where it could get ruined. And Rav was clarifying, the only reason I'm relying on you to move it is because I want to sit on it and not to save it. Now, Rav Mori Bar Rachel, Havaleahi Beisad Yusa Bishimsha. Rav Mori Bar Rachel had some pillows of. Of what? Of was that linen?
Felt.
What?
Felt.
Oh, felt. Okay. He had some pillows of felt that were in the sun on Shabbos. They're klishim lachta lehetem. As lekavi de Rava. He came in front of Rava. Amar le malo tel tulu linhu. Can I move them to the shady area? Amar le shari. Yeah, you're allowed to. Isli achrida. But wait, I have other pillows. Chazu. So maybe they're not. I'm not moving at all. It's our kufan. Chazu le'orchim, but they are fit for if guests come. So that's his response. They're still fit for guests. So the ishli nami. I have other le'orchim. I have other pillows for guests. Amalei galais adaitach techarav svirlach. Obviously, you hold like Rava. You're trying to tell me that you can't move klishin lach lehetter mecham letzel. But the lach is not like him. Therefore, the kuli amashari. Everyone says you can move the mecham letzel. But I'm not allowing you to move the pillows because you hold like Rav apparently. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Chia, Barashi, Amar Rav, Machbedo Shalmilsa, Shalmelasa. Brooms that are made from, I guess, garments that you clean the table with, right? Muta Tachal B'Shabbos. You can move them on Shabbos. Aval Shal Tamar, if they are made from branches of a palm tree. Lo, you can't move them, as we're going to see soon. Rabbi Elazar Meir Ashel Tamara. He said you can even move the ones made of palm branches. But Maya Skina, what are we talking about? Ile, Litzarach Guf, Litzarach Makobo. If we're going to say that you're moving Litzarach Guf, Litzarach Makobo, Baha Leva Rav Shel Tamara Lo. With this, would Rav say that if they're made of palm branches, they're not permitted to move them? Baha Rav Karoa Sphere Le. Doesn't Rav hold like Rava that he holds that you can move Klisha Lachal Isser? Litzarach Gufa and Makobo. Ella Bechavatzel. So we must be talking about that it's from sun to the shade. They're doing it to protect these brooms, I guess. So Bahaleba Rav Elazar Avshel Tamara. Yeah, with this, would Rav Elazar say that the palm branches should be permitted? Shouldn't it be forbidden? Like, why should there be a difference what it's made out of? So Lola Bechavatzel. So really, we're talking about Bechavatzel. Ema Vachenemar Rav Elazar. Don't say. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he should say V'chein Amar V'lazar. Rabbi Elazar agrees. So everyone agrees that you cannot move it from that you would not be allowed to move it from Mechama Letzel. So apparently, if they're made of Begadim, then they are a Kli Shevelachto Leheter. Oh no, maybe not. I'm saying, sorry. I guess that the first case of the Machbeda Shel Melasa, so if it's made of like different garments, so then you can move it. I guess that's probably talking about the Tzarku Vatzarach Makobo. But the cases of the Tamara we're talking about if it's Mechava Letzel, and therefore that would be forbidden. Okay, so one second. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to say this again. Sorry, I did this wrong. If they're machbedel shel melasa, so since they are since they're used to clean the table, so then they're kli shemlachto leheter, and you can even move them mechama letzel. The ones that are made of palm branches, and there you clean the floors. So in the old days, the floors were made out of dirt, and we're afraid that when you are cleaning them, you're smoothing the floors, and therefore you're mashvegumos, you're smoothing the floors, and that would be a prohibition. That you weren't allowed to sweep the floors on Shabbos. Nowadays, again, our floors are tiled in our cities, in our towns, so it's not a problem. But in those days, the
ratio also
what.
As psik reishi also, so even according to Rav Shimon,
right. So the tamara, the brooms made of tamara, were kli shemlachto leisur. So that's why the machado shel melasa, you could move them even mechama letzel, and not the ones made of the palm branches. Okay, so the next mishnah talks about broken kelim on Shabbos. Kol kelim tali talim b'Shabbos, all kelim that you can move on Shabbos, shivrei hem nitalim. Let's say they break on Shabbos. So that you can move their pieces, imahem, with them. Ovad, shihu, osim, mein malacha. As long as they can do any type of malacha. So, for example, shivrei areva. Let's say broken pieces of a bowl that's made to knead dough. So, what can you do with them? Lechasavai besachovish. You can cover a barrel with them. Shivrei zechuchis. Broken pieces of glass. Lechasavai besapach. You can move them to cover a kli for oil. Rabbi Yehuda Ober, ach bilvad shehu osim me'ein malachta. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says that they're not muksa if they're fit to be used for a type of work that it was originally intended for. Shivrei areva latzuk l'sulchan mikvah, that for a broken bowl has to be sufficient that you could pour some kind of thick soup in it. The shel zchuchis, if it's a glass, then latzuk latochan shemet to pour oil in it. But if they're only fit for, they're not fit for malacha that it was originally intended, then it is muksa. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel machlokes she nishbaru me'erev Shabbos. The debate is only when it broke on Erev Shabbos. That away from Erev Shabbos, it wasn't fit for the original malacha, the original thing that was created for. The mar savar me'ein malachta in me'ein malacha cheres lo. The Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was fit for its original malacha, it's fine. But if not, then it's not fine. Or mar savar filu me'ein malacha cheres. Even if it's fit for another malacha, since at the onset of Shabbos, it's like a broken kli. So the onset of Shabbos, okay, this is fit to use as a bottle stopper. So then that's okay. Avadishvu b'Shabbos divrei hakol mutarim ho muchanim al gabei avihem mutar. However, if they broke on Shabbos, since at the onset of Shabbos, they were fit to be used because of the kli that they were connected to. So therefore, even if they break, as long as they have any function, that they are permitted.
So what's the story to say that if it's broken an Erev Shabbos, differentiate between Mei Malachton and not? Why, if it's broken there, what's the reason for that?
You're saying why is Rabbi Huda strict?
Why would he hold that? I mean, why if it's broken the Erev Shabbos?
So Rabbi Huda presumably says that once they were broken Erev Shabbos and they changed from the original malacha, even though it's chashuva, it doesn't have a shame kli until it's used.
You can't view it as a separate kli. It's always viewed as, I guess, part. Yeah. It's somehow connected back to the original kli.
Right. The Ritva writes that it's not considered the second. If let's say you have a kli and it breaks and you have a broken piece, even though that broken piece is omed, it's fit to be used for something else. It doesn't take on that status until you designate it or until it's used for that purpose.
Okay, thank you.
That's good. It's good to clarify. Mosiv Rav Zutrai. So Rav Zutrai asks, "Masikin b'kelim, you're allowed to heat up an oven with kelim on Yom Tov. Right? So, since they're fit to move, Vein masikin b'shiva kelim. You can't take broken pieces of kelim to use as fuel. So Gemara says, wait a second, denishvu emas. When are we talking about that they are broken? Ilema denishvu me'erav yom tov. If you say that they are broken erav yom tov, eitzim ba'alma ninhu. So they are only pieces of wood. And so why are you not allowed to use them? Why can't you use them? Elah b'yom tov. So it must be talking about where the piece of wood, the kelim broke on yom tov. Bikatani masikim b'kelim, masikim b'shiva kelim. You can heat up a fire with kelim and not with broken kelim, right? Because you can't move them because. So the point is that the Braisa does not allow you to move broken kelim just because they were ready at the onset of Yom Tov. So that's a question on Shmuel, who said that everyone would agree that's permitted.
Rashi said it's no law.
Yeah, it's no law.
Rashi says you view the pieces now as
no law. Right, it's no law because that's like a super muksa. What's muksa mean? Muksa means it's something that's set aside not to be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov. No law is like a super muksa. Then why is it set aside not to be used? Because it wasn't even created. It didn't even exist. Right. So that's like it's like a super muksa. So Ela Itmar Hach Itmar. So rather, if you want to say this teaching in the name of Shmuel, so how would we have to revisit what Shmuel really said? I'm repeating my Shmuel. Machloka shenishperu b'shabbos. The marsavar muchan hu marsavar shenolav hu. Right here. So with the debate in the Mishnah is a situation where actually the kelim broke on Shabbos. Tanakhama says that even though it broke on Shabbos, it's still fit for any malacha, and therefore you can move it on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, like what you said, David, it's nolad. The broken kelim, they were not fit for this malacha on the previous day. But, it's a new entity.
But you could use it me'ei malach. You could use it for the...
I understand, but Rabbi Yehuda says, right, only if the broken kli could be used similar to the original malacha,
right,
So it's not nolad. It's not something new. Right. It still has the same. Right. It still has a similar function to what it originally was. But me'erav Shabbos divar kol mutarim hol huklu b'locha b'bodim. But if the keli broke on erev Shabbos, everyone would agree that the broken pieces are permitted. Why? Because at the onset of Shabbos, it was fit for a particular purpose. You don't have to designate it or use it for a different purpose. So there's no nolad problem if there's a new piece on Erev Yom Tov. Howie, I think we had this discussion I think yesterday or the day before about what's more obvious, what's less obvious if the kli breaks on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So we see there are two sides to this debate here, even in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings a debate regarding using kelim to burn, so for fuel. Tarichada masikim b'kelim, masikim m'shiva kelim. So one verse says you could use kelim for firewood on Yom Tov, but you can't use broken kelim. V'tayidach yishev shem masikim b'kelim, kach masikim m'shiva kelim. The other one says no, just like you use kelim, you can use shiva kelim. V'tayidach ein masikim lo b'kelim lo shiva kelim. Another verse says you can't use either kelim or shiva kelim. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. So the first verse that says that you can't use shiva kelim, that's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because he has a nolad problem with the shiva kelim. Ha, the Braisa that says you can use even shiva kelim, that's Rabbi Shimon, who says that you could use it. He says that he's not concerned about nolad. And ha, Rabbi Dechavia, the third opinion, which is most strict, is Rabbi Dechavia, who says that you can't use kelim, you can all use kelim for their intended purpose. And obviously, using a kli for firewood is not its intended purpose. Amar Rav Nachman, Hani livne daash deishta yor mi binyana shari letal tu linhu. He says these bricks that were left to a person from that which he prepared his building after he finished the building, the leftover bricks, you can move them on Shabbos. The chazu because you can sit on them. Sharginhu, if you arrange them in a pile, vadeaksinhu, you've clearly set them aside not to be used for anything else other than another building, and therefore it's muksa and you can't move it on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, cheres katana, a small broken earthenware shard. Mutal tata b'chatzer, you can move them in a chatzer. Why? Because you can use it as like a bottle stop or a covering. But you can't move it in a carmelis because there aren't so many kalim, and therefore it's not fit for anything. Rav Nachman himself says, "Afilu b'karmelis, even in a carmelis, there are some kalim there, and therefore it's you can let's say that since it's not rishus rabim, people want to sit there. Let's say you find some spit, so you can move the." You can move the shard and cover it, use it to cover the spit. But in Rishus HaRabim, it's muksa. Varava Amar, Philip Rishus HaRabim, even Rishus HaRabim, you can move it. So since it's fit to be used in a chatzer, it's called a kli, so it doesn't make a difference the location, it's always a kli. But as the Rava Tabe, Rava follows his reasoning. The Rava Kava Ka'azel Bariska de Bechosa. Rava was walking in the Rishus HaRabim in a town called in the Riska Square, in the city of Mechoza, itvasai misanitina, his shoe got dirty with mud. Asa shamei shkal chasva v'kavachaperle. So his servant took a piece of earthenware and cleaned the mud. Ramu be rabbanon kala, and they screamed at him, "Why are you allowed to do this in Rishus HaRabim?" Amar lo mistatya de lo gemira. So it's not enough that you scream; that you didn't know what's permitted, what's forbidden. Migmar nami migmar. You also teach. You teach this mistake to other people. Ilu b'chatzer havai. If this earthenware piece was in a chatzer, milo chazi l'chasiv b'imana, would it not be fit to cover something, a kli? Chanami chazi l'didei. So now it's fit for me to cover my shoe. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav
Shmuel. This is only talking about tiltul, right?
Correct. Not talking about hotza. It has to be a situation. I was thinking about David. I should have clarified. It probably has to be a situation where you're like, you know, you find a piece of shard on the Rishus HaRabim and you pick it up. You don't go with it for amos and then use it to clean off the dirt.
Right.
It's a good point. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Magufas Chavi Shenichteta. Let's say you have a covering of a barrel that the barrel broke. You can move the covering and the broken barrel on Shabbos because they are fit to cover other kalim. Tanya Nabi Hachi, Maguf Shinichta, he Shvorei Mutel Tatal B'Shabbos. The covering of a barrel, it's the piece of the chatzer, you can move it on Shabbos, but you're supposed to be better shever. But you shouldn't fix the. You shouldn't smooth out the broken pieces. Lachasos b'osakli v'lismoch b'karamita, because to use it as support for the legs of a bed, because then actually what you're doing, that is makim b'patish. V'mizraka b'ashba aser, but once you throw the cover of the barrel in the garbage, then it's forbidden because it's now it's batel, it's no longer considered a kli.